just finished watching the box set of Boston Legal, which I purchased prior to Christmas and have been enjoying very much. And I now find myself with an evening TV viewing void to fill. As I don't actually watch the television, I am a borrower and a purchaser of DVDs. And I like to watch television series in the evenings because it's a shorter vignette, and when I come home from work a dribbling and blithering idiot, I often don't have the mental kind of headset to sit through an hour and a half or 2 hour movie, but I can sit down and watch a half hour show, maybe even a couple of episodes or an hour long show. So I was wondering if any of you could suggest what I might fill my viewing void with.
It's difficult because I don't know what you have watched. I mean, the first one I thought of was Danger Man. But I presume everyone's seen Danger Man.
No, I have not.
Danger Man! I have an idea. I feel
fantastic.
Otherwise known as Secret Agent in some...
Yeah, well, Danger Man.
From the 60s?
Yeah. Yeah. 60s? It was really big.
Still can be found on in the middle of the night.
I have all the DVDs.
Mm. Now, was that on commercial television back in the day?
Yes.
You see, here's... Just to give you a little bit of a backstory and a context... I missed out on all of that stuff because in my family we were only allowed to watch the ABC, and then when SBS arrived on the scene we were allowed to watch SBS. So there is a whole generation of commercial television viewing which I missed out on as a child and teenager that I've never kind of revisited. So stuff from that era, absolutely. If there's anything I've missed out on, bring it on.
I presume you saw The Avengers.
If you haven't seen The Avengers,
you've got to watch The Avengers.
Okay, no, I
early series of Avengers.
Yes, okay.
But, you know, back when Mrs. Peel was there, because she's just wonderful. Sapphire and Steel. I always liked Sapphire and Steel.
Yes.
I only saw parts of that. It has General Lumley.
Well, that's there, always a good
recommendation for you.
And David McCallum.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
An interesting guy playing strange agents or elements.
Any relationship to the whole Mantram Uncle thing? In any way?
Not that I can figure out.
Okay. Something more recent. Dark Angel.
Okay.
All right. Two seasons. Second season.
Skip the second season. Watch the first and you'll be happy.
Yeah.
But there are good bits in the second season too.
But the first season's better.
Yeah. And I always recommend Farscape because I love Farscape, which I also know has a wide variety of views from people. I either love it or hate it. But I'd suggest Farscape, definitely.
Okay. Mm. I'm definitely a completionist. I don't kind of come in and watch something from the second series or watch the first series and then not watch. I'm a little bit obsessive about that stuff. If I'm going to watch it, I want to watch the whole thing from beginning to end and not actually throw anything else into the mix, one after the other. Thank
okay,
you.
Let me make a few suggestions. If you missed it at the time, Callum, which is about basically a spy with a conscience, British, very well written, Edward Woodward in the lead role.
Oh, I love Edward. Very good. Huge fan.
He's also good in 1900, where he plays a journalist in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen that? Oh, something to watch out for.
Okay.
And if you like Stephen Moffat and what he's been doing with Doctor Who, you must watch Coupling, which is a wonderful comedy series.
Half hour. The whole way through.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
But he pulls all those tricks of widening the frame, showing you part of the story, coming back, cutting from different angles. It's all in there. It's wonderful. And as he says, in many ways, it's sort of the story of his relationship with his wife, who was the producer for the show.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. I really like the idea of that very much. Now, one thing that I have heard about, and once again with lots of differing views, but I've been thinking I might want to look at, is Being Human.
Absolutely. You should watch Being Human. The English, not the American.
Yes.
Yes, that, and that's what I've heard, not the North American version, which would never be my preference in any case,
the
original British. So
I rewatched all of Knight Rider recently and enjoyed that immensely.
Ooh, now, I have seen a little bit of that, and I don't know
maybe
that
not.
I need to go there again.